Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I have a high bid. Anybody want to up my bid?
What is it?
What am I bidding on, or what? How much money is it?
Both.
I bid $17 on pictures of all four of us. How about that? The DJV program with pictures of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Victoria's on vacation, but that doesn't mean we don't have her picture. In the new, you've seen that new picture, right, on the DJV show with the four voices, four opinions, four thoughts, four of everything. And so I figured it's worth $1 a day, considering today is the 17th of September. Okay, anybody want to up it to 18?
Yes. No. Or can we do prices right? 17 and 1 cent.
I go with the dollar.
The dollar.
$1.
Yes. One, that's it? That's not it.
No, on the Price is Right, when you overbid or something, you bid a dollar. When somebody, when you think someone's just over.
Over. Speaking of the Price is Right, Jeopardy has announced that they're not going to be going back to the revolving door of guest hosts after all the fiasco. So this lady, is it Mayim? Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah, Mayim Bialik.
Yeah. And Ken Jennings are going to do the rest of the year. Is that a good choice? Why would they do it that way instead of keeping
it? I think it's their best choice right now because Mayim Bialik was already hired on to do some of the Jeopardy college tournaments, and they had already brought her into the franchise.
Is she good?
And
I haven't seen her.
You know what? I didn't see her host, actually, so I don't know. But I like her. I think that she's very smart.
Where'd she come from?
Oh, yeah. She was definitely one of the fan favorites.
Yeah, she was Blossom, and she's a television star, and she's also,
she's like a physicist
or something?
Yeah, she is crazy smart as well, like in real life, not just
like crazy smart like you?
No, like smarter than all of us combined.
No, how could that be? What's your IQ?
I don't know.
Jennifer, you know your IQ?
Nope.
You don't? Did you ever?
No. I've never taken an IQ test. Why would I?
Well,
In elementary school, I was offered to go into an advanced learning classes once upon a time, but I chose not to because I didn't want to leave my friends.
Ah.
And then I never was offered that again.
And then oftentimes when you go into a smarty pants. 141.
You took an IQ test?
No, I made that number up. I thought it sounded good. So.
Did you go through the real thing? Because people can take one online that's not the real thing.
Yeah, it's like 10 questions, and it tells everybody that they're basically mental material.
This goes back a long time. It was a part of the program, actually. I did it. It was like that beer test that I did on the air. Remember to get drunk? I told you that story. I took a Scholastic Aptitude IQ test back when there was a big focus on testing and how much of a problem it is, and there shouldn't be universal testing. Do you know? That's what, probably 15, 20 years ago?
Way before me, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was before you. I don't remember. So do you think we get smarter as we get older? There's an old expression, a German expression, we get too soon old and too late smart. But I think it's the other way around. If you learn from doing, and we all have lots to do during the course of our lives, we should be smarter when we get to the end of our life than we were at the beginning of our lives. That's my theory. Anyway, I hope it holds true. At any rate, so that's the Jeopardy story. The Broadway shows on New York stages opened up this week. I guess Kristen Chenoweth is involved, as she usually is on Broadway. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Julie Taymor. So Wicked came back. The Lion King came back. Hamilton came back. This is the first time since, what, a year and a half or so ago?
Yeah.
The official or unofficial return of Broadway. Is there any such thing as like Broadway in Los Angeles? I've been trying to think of something.
What do you mean like Broadway?
A theater district places
Hollywood, the Pantages, the Dolby. Everything kind of lines up, and actually they help kind of populate each other's audiences. So right now the Pantages is reopened, and they reopened with the tour that was supposed to happen during COVID, but it was shut down, and that was Hamilton. Hamilton was supposed to be here for like a year. So all of the other shows that come through needed a place to go, so they moved them over to the Dolby Theater. So all of the traveling Broadway shows are going to Dolby, and the Pantages will house Hamilton for the next foreseeable future.
Okay. Chenoweth apparently surprised the crowd at Wicked. She went on stage, spoke about how she became a star on that stage years ago.
Yeah.
And she said, there's no place like home. And the crowd loved that.
That would have been amazing to see.
Yeah. She's a little tyke. I've had her on the program a couple of times. She has a lot to say. Interesting how some people just, excuse me, stay in the discipline. Like there are some people who would rather be on stage on Broadway than do movies or television shows, that sort of thing. So, and then she's one of those, right? She doesn't do too
much. Yeah, absolutely. Unless she originated the role of Glinda in Wiccan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that a good show? Anybody seen it?
Yeah.
Wiccan
it's
is great.
It's fantastic.
And how about Hamilton? Have you seen all three of these ladies?
I haven't seen Hamilton on the stage, but I did when they released the recording of it on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Yes. Such a great soundtrack.
And then there's the Boss's concert show that's opened up as well. So that's cool. I think that there is not going to be an opportunity. Well, opportunity is the right word. But there will not be another time when we'll be shut down like we were before because the public won't stand for it, frankly. And I don't think we should, as a matter of course. Why is this Patrick Dempsey? I think we'll talk about that during trending in a few minutes. It's 13 past the hour. Here's something going on that isn't just happening here in Framingham, but it happened to get my attention. The middle schools here this week sent emails out to parents to request that they talk to their children about TikTok. Apparently, there's a TikTok challenge that's going around that involves the challenges of students in the schools to steal as much as they can. And there's a brand new school that just opened in Framingham, cost $90 million. And apparently, whole bunches of things from the cafeteria, from the various classrooms, from the toilets, have been ripped off the wall. What in the world?
They ripped toilets off the wall?
Well, they ripped the soap dispensers and things like that off the wall. So the principals are asking for help in putting a stop to TikTok. I know we've talked about TikTok, but in what world is this fun or is this something?
Well, it's the same world where they eat laundry soap. I mean, it's like, what? Where does this start and why?
Mm-hmm. Or that pass out challenge thing.
Yeah.
So, what do we do about it? What do we do as adults?
Well, I think that you got to talk to
your kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our parents.
You can't just let them go.
No, you can't. But what is there on TikTok? Is this started by another child? Is that how TikTok works?
It's all about notoriety and getting more likes. Everybody wants to go viral. And unfortunately, kids today tie their self-worth by how many likes they're getting on videos and photos on Instagram and TikTok and all that.
Stupid. Did you hear the story that came out this week about Instagram and about how they know how damaging the platform is, particularly to young women? Did you hear about that?
No.
So I guess for young people, Instagram is really damaging. To look at people who are prettier or who are stronger or who are going better places. And so for young girls, that's a lot to keep up with. And Instagram, I guess, have all the information. They know that it's not easy for people to feel good about it. They know that it was damaging to teenagers, yet they continue on the same path. Now, we could say it's capitalism, but again, with capitalism comes some responsibility. I guess Facebook, who owns Instagram, knew all about this, and they continue to market to young people. So it makes people commit suicide, increases the depression rate. All of this stuff is known from these kids who are using the platform, and nothing is really being done about it.
What are we doing to ourselves, I guess, is the question. Under the circumstances, it's so perplexing because you hear and see of all these things, and yet people say, well, I got to do this to keep up with the Joneses, kind of, to keep up with all of your friends. I was never good at that. Maybe that's why I didn't have any friends as a kid. As there weren't, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that I didn't either understand. I find that to be the case in my life right now. There are lots of that. I don't begin to understand this TikTok thing. If people say, well, you're a radio host, you should be doing a TikTok thing. What am I supposed to be doing on TikTok? 2 or 3 minute things. What? Things about what? What am I going to do?
Videos. People can
really?
See
would
face.
You? So, well,
dances.
About what, though?
Dances, yeah. We can teach you some choreography.
Okay.
That will be the next Zoom meeting.
There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. The Christmas season is upon us. Wash out your mouth with soap, Doug. Retailers are ordering holiday items, securing them now because they want to keep their shelves stocked. Apparently, there is demand already for Thanksgiving items, even though it's 2 months away.
They're saying to do your shopping early, by the way, for Christmas because of all the backup in shipping, all the backups from stuff coming in from China. The ports are getting backed up. And so I just read an article yesterday that said, if you're interested in getting stuff in time for Christmas, start ordering it now.
Yeah. Turkeys for Christmas. Turkey for Thanksgiving or Christmas, you better be ordering because they were all out last winter, remember? The supermarket operators are purchasing things like turkeys, taking the orders now, spices for Thanksgiving, cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving to avoid the shortages that left their store shelves empty last year. There are challenges because it's so expensive to haul stuff now. Trucking is almost twice as expensive now as it was before the pandemic. Twice it costs you. If you were buying a car and shipping and it costs you $1,000, or you're shipping cars up and down from, let's say, New England to Florida or across the country. If you paid $1,000 2 years ago, you didn't do it last year because you couldn't go anywhere. But if you paid $1,000 2 years ago, now pay $2,000 or pretty close to it. And it's, you know, they say, well, it's fuel. No, it isn't. Fuel's not that. It's a little more expensive, but it's not that much more expensive. It's like they can't find drivers. That's it. You cannot find people to work. What have we done to ourselves in the name of all of this poppycock shutting down the country? 18 after the hour.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
SC Johnson, global manufacturer of household cleaning products such as Windex, Scrubbing Bubbles and Mrs. Myers, is teaming up with British soccer giant Liverpool Football Club to encourage improvements in sustainability, health and hygiene. The partnership kicks off with an initiative to tackle plastic waste in Liverpool FC's soccer stadium by upcycling plastic collected into new product packaging. The new partnership, called Goals for Change, also aims to provide greater economic and social mobility for underserved youth across the club's global fan base. Ex-Liverpool FC star Luis Garcia has the details.
Soccer plays a huge role in so many communities. It has the power to bring people together, break down barriers, instill positive values, and inspire major change. With plastic waste affecting everything, including the air we breathe, my former team, Liverpool Football Club, and SC Johnson have launched the partnership Goals for Change, so fans at the stadium can recycle their plastic bottle. We also want to encourage all football fans in the US to do their bit to tackle plastic waste.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every time I hear this music, I want to start, I'm ready to start singing. Yeah, here we go. Let's go. It's 23 after the hour on the DJV Friday program, September the 17th. Patrick Dempsey is the focus of people who are fans of Grey's Anatomy. I can't begin to figure out what McDreamy's or what McDrama McDreamy has created and why it's now. So we'll find that out from the queen of social media and trending things. Jay Kirshner, front and center right after this.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another one of them. I'm about to sing along with this as well. Okay, so let's get to Jay Patrick Dempsey, who how many years ago was he on the Grey's Anatomy show?
He exited during season 11, and they're, what, seasons 17, 18? Wow. Something
right.
Like that.
So this thing that's in the Hollywood Reporter, this excerpt from the inside story of Grey's Anatomy, that's a book that's been written, How to Save a Life, etc. It details the circumstances of Dempsey's season 11 departure. So what is it that this thing says, and why do we care at this point? Why this is just all it is salacious gossip, right? Which is pretty much...
Well, because it's such a beloved show. Everybody loved his character.
People loved him.
Heartbroken. Yeah,
yeah,
they loved him. People were heartbroken when he left, and especially the way he left. And then with this past season... around COVID stuff, Dr. Meredith Gray had COVID. She kind of went to this imaginary beach thing while she was unconscious, and she visited with a lot of past members of the show who had passed away. Their characters had passed away, and Patrick Dempsey was a big one that kept returning. So he was, like, a big fan favorite. So clearly things weren't so bad that they actually invited him back where other people weren't invited back. But according to this book, there were some serious HR issues, nothing of a sexual nature. There was mention that cast members had all sorts of PTSD with him. He knew that people were afraid of him, and he would take it to his advantage. Somebody else said that he was just tired of being on the show. He was tired of coming in every day and doing all the work, and he wanted out. And probably his attitude towards the end showed that, because they were like, yeah, you know what?
We're hearing that, though. Because it's not everybody else around you's fault that you're miserable in your job, and why make them that feel it?
Yeah, go and talk to the head people and say, look, I don't want to be here anymore. Let's figure something out. There were other other cast members who they just felt like the storylines were done and they wanted to leave. There were other the writers who were like, we loved this character, but there's nowhere else for this character to go, so we're just going to write this person off.
That happened. That happened on the Chicago PD. With the second sort of in charge after Jason Begay's character, Hank Voight, there was a guy, Elias Koteas played him. He's a well-known character actor. And they just had they didn't have any place for him to go, so they killed him off. And that was very frustrating because he was a good part of it. But apparently, according to the stuff that I'm looking at, Dempsey was fighting with Shonda Rhimes all the time.
Oh, yeah, they were butting heads like no other. And then Shonda actually left. That's still her show. She created it, but there's a whole other showrunner now. Yeah, so maybe that's why that he was invited back.
Yeah. Okay, could be. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles in Munich. I am at the Munich Motor Show, and on display is BMW's all-new i4 EV that comes in two variants, the eDrive 40 and the M50. The eDrive 40 EV puts 335 BHP with a range of up to 367 miles, and the M50 puts out up to 537 BHP with a range of 316 miles. For more automotive tech news, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A lawyer for Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign has been indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI. Michael Sussman will be in court Friday to answer to the charges. There's been a major surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Border Patrol officials saying the thousands of souls getting through the non-fenced border are mostly Haitians, Cubans, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans. Authorities arrested more than 195,000 at the Mexico border in August. Opponents of President Biden's open border policy say his policies have encouraged illegal immigration from around the world. The Federal Reserve is reviewing the ethics policies that govern financial holdings and activities of its senior officials in the wake of recent disclosures that two regional Fed presidents engaged in extensive trading last year. Robert Kaplan, president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and Eric Rosengren, president of the Boston Fed, have pledged to divest holdings. USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
A grand jury has returned an indictment against Michael Sussman, a lawyer whose firm represented the Hillary Clinton campaign, for lying to the FBI about not representing any client when he presented them with allegations about a secret Trump Organization back channel to a Russian bank. Sussman is due in court on Friday. Former White House counsel to President George W. Bush, Jamil Jaffer, on Fox News, tells us what he knows about the case.
Look, I think it's a big deal, obviously. When a lawyer is charged with lying to an FBI lawyer about who his clients are and why he's there talking to the FBI, it's obviously a key issue. I think at this point, everyone sort of has their perspective on why this happened, how this thing went down. I think it does solidify in the minds of a lot of folks the questions about how this investigation began and did it have a basis in politics. And I think that's one of the biggest concerns. And today we're now hearing that a lawyer sort of went into the FBI, presented evidence about, or presented what he claimed to have evidence about, and without having told the FBI that he was working with a campaign. The Durham investigation has taken quite a while. He's looked at a number of issues, and he's found a couple of things that happened. One, he found an FBI lawyer who didn't tell the truth, who lied about an affidavit in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, undermining the legitimacy of that court. And now we found another lawyer who's engaged in behavior that was less than appropriate if, in fact, the jury finds that he did what he's alleged, what the grand jury has alleged he's done.
It's the second criminal charge from Special Counsel John Durham's review. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Friday is upon us, and the end of another work week for most people. A lot of people work, though, over the weekend and overnight and that sort of thing, and they catch up with us by listening to the DJV download, which you can do. You can listen to the program in its entirety all day, every day, the day of the broadcast, at djvshow.com as well. And you get the download wherever you get your podcasts, actually. And the download at the moment, the headline is Kim Jong-un, really Kim Jong-un. A lot of rumors about him and keeping the family business going, plus our comments on Larry Nassar and his abuse, lots of things. Usually, yeah, right, exactly, Jennifer.
I just had more opportunity to listen through some of their testimony, and it's heartbreaking.
It is, yeah, right, yep, it is. It's just disgusting, actually. Okay, today let's celebrate National Apple Dumpling Day. The lady's been talking about that behind the scenes, so let's get it out there. Honoring this delight as we have, what are we, a week away from the first day of fall? First day of fall? No, next
it's next
Tuesday.
Wednesday, isn't it?
Next Wednesday is the first full day of fall. Yeah, right. So this food, dumplings, which you consume, I guess it is food because you can consume it and eat it, whatever, apple dumplings.
Of course it's food.
it's not nourishing food. It's just
Look,
fun
what?
Food.
Well, yeah, maybe because it's sweet. But I'll tell you what, as a member of this team who is a some, well, half of Czech descent. The dumplings are a standard in definitely part of feeding your family. They don't have fruit in them. Well, they do. You can do dumplings with fruit in them, but you also do regular dumplings that accompany the savory part of your meal, and they're absolutely a standard in European countries. Yeah.
Can you cook them in wine? Can you cook apple dumplings in wine?
I guess you could, but ew. I don't know why you do that.
Cooked fruit is gross, in my opinion.
Cooked fruit.
Yeah, kind of apples, fruit.
They're just mushy. I want a good, crisp, sweet apple.
Oh, my gosh. And I had the best apple last night. I wanted something kind of sweet after dinner, and I didn't want to, like, totally kill it. And I had these apple slices. Oh, my gosh. They're really good this year.
Yeah,
where'd
those come from? Are they local California apples? Because there are not many apples coming out of the Northwest.
Probably California.
That's for sure.
See, in California, we're lucky. We get produce all year round.
Yes, you do. Well, we get produce all year round, too, here. It comes from California.
You're welcome.
Or Florida. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, anyway, as far as dumplings are concerned, they are native to the Northeast, Pennsylvania, most notably the Dutch. They are also Amish recipes that people like. I have an apple every single day of my life. The dumplings, if I can find dumplings that don't have any gluten in them, that's hard to find. Then those would be the big dish of vanilla ice cream with something like this. Ah, yum. Good for breakfast, too, don't you think? Ice cream and apple dumplings. Let's celebrate that. Good for a weekend breakfast when you have time to really enjoy it. Anybody have ice cream besides me for breakfast? Yummy.
No.
Oh, come on.
I don't eat breakfast, though. I can't.
You don't?
Yeah. When I wake up, I don't really feel that well for the first, like, 6 hours of the day. That's part of my fibro. So I just, I don't really eat until lunchtime.
Oh. Well,
I unintentionally am on the fasting track.
You are. One way or the other. You're on it, whether you want to be on it or you don't.
16, 16, 8, whatever that is.
Whatever it is. Yes, right. So speaking of food, the prices for food, I've said this all along, and now here it is, proof positive that Uncle Dougie was once again correct. Bread, rice, doesn't make any difference what the food. The basic foods are not only here in America, but all across the world. The prices, the rising food costs are really taking their toll. And, you know, you look around at global food prices up 33% August to August. All right? Vegetables. Oils, grains, meat, all this stuff. And again, not just in America, but all around the nations of the world. The issue is more acute with the cost of, you know, where people can't afford it. You know, places like the deserts, the Middle East, Lebanon. And this is becoming now the marketplace being controlled by the mafia, by Hezbollah, by groups like that, that are, you know, buying up or taking control of the distribution. Not necessarily the growing, but the distribution. Governments, some governments are trying to intervene, but they're not doing, you know, what are you going to do with Hezbollah? Food inflation in Asia, Africa, the uprisings. I remember, 10, 12 years ago when they had the Arab Spring? That was all about food. And the fact that people couldn't get it, or they couldn't afford it, or both. There are food shortages. Remember the protests in Cuba? I think it was last year at this time because there's no food. That's what started all the unrest
down
there.
There's still no food in Cuba. I mean,
there
is. I know it sounds stupid. And people go, oh, you're so dramatic. But this is why I push back so hard on all of the stuff, all of our freedom slipping away, because truly, one thing goes, oh, that's not that big of a deal. Well, just that's okay. You're being crazy. And then another freedom, and then another freedom. And then you're living in Cuba where they're giving you a pound of rice and five eggs and good luck to get through the month. And that's what's happening right now.
Yeah. Yep. It's happening all over
abusive.
The world.
It's happening in Australia. Did you ever think we would hear that the people in Australia would not be allowed to leave their home, that they'd have to check in with the government so the government could keep tabs on them, and that the government would be delivering food to their homes? Do we ever think that that
was
a reality a few years ago?
Not in today's world. No.
Yep,
I mean, it's so crazy.
The socialist reality And here we see it more and more and more every day in America.
But it's not everywhere. A winning system. I mean, it's just, I don't know who can look
it's
at
control.
It and go, gosh, they tried it in Venezuela and it went really well. Let's do it here. And you can't do that. People are fighting for prescription medications.
And you're going to find there will be food fights this year because we are going to, when we get into the cold of winter and people start looking for food that normally comes from Central California where there's no water. It comes from the Northwest, apples, things that are grown, wine in the valleys of Oregon and in Washington is zero. And the prices you'll pay, I just looked at the apples that I'm going, I have, as I said, an apple every day, and I get them from the local orchards because I don't like getting them in the store. I want to get them, they really taste much better all year round at a couple of orchards that have enough apples to hold. Well, at least they did. I don't know if they're going to have enough this year or not, because what's happening, and this is one of those side things that we talk about on the American Family Farmer Show that you can listen to, all about food, family, and farm connection. It's impossible to find apples around now that aren't extraordinarily pricey, because this is the time of year people want apple cider. And so I know a fellow that has a big cider mill here in Massachusetts, and he used to grow all his own apples, and business is so much better that he's expanded. Last year, he bought 40 truckloads of Washington State apples to use, and they hauled them all across the country so that he could keep up with the demand for apple cider. He said to me the other day, I'm not going to have access to that. There'll be none. So what am I going to do? Do I just close the doors? Because the demand for apple cider from now until Christmas is huge, not only here in New England, but all around the country. Don't you guys like apple cider? You enjoy apple cider at this time of year?
I don't really drink it. Yeah, I
don't
really,
really
drink.
Oh, I do. I drink all the time. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, well, so they didn't go very far with that conversation. No, maybe not. Not so much. Thanks for the support, ladies. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner on the DJV program. So listen to this. A boy showcasing his bug collection last week at the Kansas State Fair had a very dangerous encounter with a dangerous specimen. And this has gotten federal attention, the spotted lanternfly. Its species and phyla are Lycorma delicolata, I think is how it's pronounced. Anyway, the lanternfly is an invasive species that has been making messes, wreaking havoc for years here in the eastern part of the country on farmland. But there haven't been there are no sightings of these things further west than southeastern Indiana. And now at the Kansas State Fair this week, they have this kid who's showing these insects, and somebody who's an expert looked at it and said, wait a minute, look at that. And so they brought, there's a map I saw from the New York State Integrated Pest Management Program, shows where they are in New York State, where they are. They do better in the southern areas, so southern New England, southern New York, into Pennsylvania, the infiltration. This kid was a 4-H participant. It was a 4-H fair. He'd been collecting and labeling the specimens all this year for his exhibition. And apparently he had a few of these bugs at his house in the northwestern part of the state. So one of the entomology contest judges recognized the insects that he had as being invasive, and he knew where they came from, and they can't travel. They don't fly. They're called lantern flies, but they really don't fly. So they're all trying to figure out where the heck did this bug come from? How did it get here? But it is horrible when it comes to most every kind of a crop. Grapes, apples, walnuts, hardwood trees it eats and kills. Excretion that comes out of it is a fungal growth causing mold on plants, blocks sunlight from reaching leaves. So it's one of these things like those caterpillars that eat all the leaves when those are around. It really hurts logging, anything that grows with lots of leaves, corn, grapes, that sort of thing. So it's been around in Pennsylvania since 2014. Guess where it came from, boys and girls? Want to take a guess?
China.
Okay. 10 points for Jennifer.
Say that's woo-hoo. Like low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
If Doug goes, guess where it came from, just know that you're supposed to shout out, China.
Yeah. Well, but again, here we go with yet another way for them to make a mess of things. I don't know if it's a problem over there, but most everything that they export here, they have a problem with. Yeah, that's for sure. Anyway, National Play-Doh Day. How about children modeling clay? Mac's too young for that. I know that Miles, my grandson, loved Play-Doh. What about you?
But come on, Jay. Did you love Play-Doh when you were a kid opening
absolutely.
Up a brand new container?
Yes, that smell. You can still smell
it. Oh, I remember the smell. Yes.
So such a perfect shape when you would plunk it out.
And the color was always so brilliant. And then you had to go and play with it, and then you'd create something so cool, but then you could never pull the different colors apart after you were done playing.
I know.
So then everything
and it's
was always
also
like marbled.
Yeah, and after you kept it too long, you could realize why people say kids are dirty, because, like, weird stuff would show up in it, like a piece of cat hair, or, like,
yeah,
like after a while, you're like, we have to throw this one out. This one's gross.
Yeah, it really is Play-Doh.
I
so
talked
much fun
about Play-Doh with my dad yesterday in celebration of Play-Doh.
Really?
Day. And so I know some things. Did you know why it was first invented?
Wallpaper
was it an
cleaner.
Accident?
No, it's a
wallpaper cleaner. And yeah. then when we stopped burning coal and went to kerosene, they didn't need to clean their walls so much. So they're like, well, what do? And so they launched Play-Doh, and the original color was white. And then mm-hmm. they realized that that was kind of boring. So then they made red, green, and no,
purple.
Red, blue, and yellow.
You name it. Yeah, but they're whole
well, they made red, blue, and yellow. That yeah, started to yeah. sell, but it took off when Captain Kangaroo would talk about Play-Doh.
Yep. Tell me, Jay, you know who Captain Kangaroo is, please.
I know the reference Uh-oh. Of Captain Kangaroo, but no, that was before my time.
Yeah.
Never watched it, couldn't pick it out. Was it a cartoon or an actual person?
Oh, no, it was a real person. His name was Bob Keeshan. He was the first Bozo the Clown. He and Willard Scott were Ronald McDonald in New York. Willard was Washington's Ronald McDonald. And Bob Keeshan was Ronald McDonald in New York. And they were then, he was actually also Clarabelle. Wait a minute.
Cow.
No, yeah. Clarabelle was not a cow. Clarabelle was a cartoon character.
Yeah, that's what I thought about, too.
On the Howdy Doody. Huh? Oh, my God.
Disney making
oh, my God.
A friend.
That was 80 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
She's a cow.
Clarabelle. See, I do have a cow named Clarabelle, actually. I had dinner last night with the Victoria and her husband, and we were going down. I went down a rat hole with her about something that she knew nothing about. It was back to age, I guess, 48 after the hour.
The pitch is moving up today.
Antonio's Animation Studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour here as we overview the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan usually does that, but I'm here because she's not. So we'll take a stab at going through the top five as reported and monitored this past week. At number five, the motorcycle vibrations that affect your iPhone camera. There's a new post on Apple's support system saying that iPhones that are on bikes, motorcycles, that sort of thing, subject to high amplitude vibrations, that will degrade the device's camera system. Apple recommends against mounting an iPhone on a motorcycle or a bicycle. How many people do you know who are doing that? Here's the explanation from Apple. If you accidentally move a camera when you take a picture, the resulting image will be blurry. Duh. To prevent this, some iPhone models have optical image stabilization, which lets you take sharp photos even if you are moving the camera around. With this system, a gyroscope senses that the camera moved to reduce image motion and the resulting blur. The lens moves according to the angle of the gyroscope. That's pretty fascinating, isn't it, that they have that technology. Long-term direct exposure to high-amplitude vibrations within certain frequency ranges may degrade the performance of these systems and lead to reduced image quality for photos and for videos. So, expose your iPhone to extended high-amplitude vibrations, and it's kind of going to get used to it. I guess that's it. Also in that post, Apple says if you're planning to mount your iPhone to a scooter or a moped, use a vibration dampening mount to lessen the risk. Who in the world does this? I mean, must be a lot of people doing it, because otherwise they wouldn't have the notice to users. Number four on the list, getting closer to number one, top tech stories of the week, Instagram building a new feature letting users customize their feed. The feature would reportedly let you favorite up to 30 accounts, which would show up in your feed before other non-favorite accounts. on social media apps like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Followed accounts accumulate pretty quickly. Feeds can quickly turn into a soup of posts that algorithms assume you're interested in. As a result of that, the posts you're actually interested in wind up buried under brands. A lot of us, I have that. You know, there's just so much stuff that you're getting. So many people sending emails and stuff. When asked about a feature, a company spokesperson at Facebook said this feature is an internal prototype that still is in development, not testing externally. Number three on the top five this week of technology items, Apple's new iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini out and about, looking very similar to the iPhone 12, has a smaller notch and a diagonal camera array, equipped with a new A15 Bionic chip. They have an improved dual camera system on the back of them. Apple's also promising longer battery life with the new phone. The iPhone 13 mini starts at $729. iPhone 13 is at $829. And then there's the iPhone 13 Pro that starts at $999. The Pro Max at $1,099. These are pretty darned expensive. The key new camera features coming to the iPhone 13 lineup: cinematic mode, applying a portrait mode style blur to the background, something Apple calls photographic styles, which lets you select different styles before you take a photo. Huh, that's interesting. All right, number two, DoorDash suing New York City over a law that requires it to share customer data with restaurants. This deserves a big boo from everybody. Under the law that was passed or approved in July, third-party food delivery services in New York have to share customers' names, phone numbers, emails, addresses with a restaurant. You don't have to do that when you go in to the restaurant and you order your food, you eat your food, you pay for a credit card. This is outrageous. And so apparently the counselor who introduced it said that he was trying to help out the restaurant industry, but the public doesn't like it, neither does DoorDash. So hopefully that'll get kicked out. Number one tech story of the week, Amazon is covering 100% of college tuition for their hourly employees. They're going to pay 100% of college tuition. There are 750,000 hourly employees. So if you want to go back to school and you need a job, Amazon says, come work for us and we'll pay for your education. I don't know what it is. I think you got to have 90 days under your belt, and then they'll start covering diploma programs, GEDs, English as a second language certification. And this is all the people that are working the warehouses, distribution centers, drivers, etc. So that's actually a pretty good deal, it sounds like. There it is, the summary of the top five tech stories this week.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.